Hello, Ramsey speaking.
Oh, hi, Ramzan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. How are you, Tina?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up because I guess you spoke with Catherine earlier today and you were wanting us to maybe take over your Yelp advertising.
Yes, actually, yeah, I did ask, and I'd like to know, give me some, detail, like how we can take over and how you work different than Yelp. I know the same sister company.
Well, what we found in looking your company up is because you have such a large budget with Yelp right now, it wouldn't make sense for you to have us do it because we add a management fee. So you'd have to be spending like $10,000 a month for us to take it over. So it wasn't really the best fit for us to do that. But I did look into other products that you might be interested in that would be phenomenal for you. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed by chance?
No, but I'm really not interested at the moment. My problem with the Yelp, and I'll tell you why you're seeing the budget that high. Long story make it short, before this year, I was making only $550 for last 10 years. All of a sudden, they have some new people, and they scared me to death. And top of that was summer coming, so I had no choice to saying, you know what, I don't want your service anymore. So I'm stuck because only for the summertime. Right after summertime, I don't want to hear from them anything. So my problem is
Oh,
they
I
just
see.
jump. Yeah. So they are really taking advantage, like putting the gun on my head and saying, oh, you have to expend this kind of money in order that we can give you the service, otherwise, that's it, you die.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I'm
they
so
put me
sorry to
in the
hear that.
But now
Yeah,
I'm
we
really
have.
tired of that.
Are you
So I'm tired
just
of this.
gonna use it for the summer and get rid of it, or are you going to continue after summer if you found a better company that could manage it?
Right, that's what I'm looking for. See, the reason I'm with you right now, I started with you because last 2 months they've been really taking advantage. So I was looking for some other company that I can advertise with them. So I find you, actually, I found the Paul and I started talking to Paul. And so I say, you know what, as soon as possible, I can get rid of this one. Now I find out it's a sister company. Maybe you guys can help me out to, stay in my budget and do my business. It's like almost they put me
Yeah,
out of
our
business.
representative at Yelp said that you're not eligible because of it. We would have to spend a lot more than what you're spending now in order for it to make sense. That's why I just wanted to call you and let you know. I don't want to set an improper expectation and say, oh, sure, we can take it over and we can do XYZ when we can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, anyway, if you want to know, after this summer, I'm going to be cutting down my budget a lot more because I've been in the business for a long, long time, and I
I
know which
bet.
month. Yeah. So I know the history of my business, and I know history of out there what's going on for last 10 years, last 16 years, actually. So after summer, actually, when the fall starts after October, business die anyway. So I'm not gonna keep that budget. What, like I say, it's like I'm putting the gun on your head and saying, hey, listen, you have to expend this kind of money in order to even have, nice lead. And here is your business, like summertime, very busy time. And you have no choice. So this has happened to me. So I am
So,
really frustrated. Hopefully this advertising worked for me. Yours, I just joined with you guys, Google.
Oh yeah, you'll love the package that you have now. The only reason I mentioned Google Guaranteed is you mentioned that, you know, with Yelp you're getting leads, and Google Guaranteed is an exclusive lead program that comes through Google. And, you know, I tell you this because I'm a homeowner and I have a lot of friends that are homeowners. I've never heard anybody I know when they're looking for, you know, irrigation installation say, yes, Yelp it. You know, people say, let's Google it all day long. And Google has that strategic way that they can send you leads. Now, the package that you have now puts you on the first page in a spotlight position so that when people are looking for your services, they're going to find you, right? But with Google Guaranteed, it's a lead. It's somebody that's actually looking for your service. And unlike the other lead services out there, it comes only exclusively to you. So in order to participate in it, you have to pass a background check. Are you licensed and insured and all of that good stuff?
No, because I'm...
No.
I was used to be part of the... what do you call franchise, which is called Sprinkler Repair Guy.
So
I was working under their umbrella, so they were licensed and insured and all these things. And they got out of business, so I just keep it myself, this business, because I like it, first of all. Second of all, I used to be in out of repair business, so it was so hectic for me. So I said, well, this is, you know, not a whole lot of stress. So I just skipped it, and I never thought about it. I'm going to get the license and this stuff. And I was happy the money I was making, tell you the truth. So never bothered anything.
Yeah.
But now, if even I go with you guys as a Google Guaranteed, without the license, you tell me.
Yeah,
I can get inside.
You wouldn't pass the background check. In order to approve, you have to have 250,000 certificate of insurance, and you have to have a California State Maintenance Gardener Business License or a CDPR or for qualified applicators license. So there's a couple of different licenses that are acceptable, but since you don't have them, the only other option would be to go with Google pay-per-click ads. Those, how they work is they're the first thing that people see at the top of the page. They actually will say ad next to them or sponsored. So let's say that someone types in, you know, sprinkler installation near me. Those Google ads come at the very top of the page. And the benefit of them is you can run them wherever you like without having an address. So let's say that there's a Beverly Hills type area or some high-end areas that are maybe 30 minutes away. You're not going to get that type of a reach on the maps because it's tied into your business address in Canoga Park. But with the Google paid ads, you can run them wherever you like. And then rather than being a pay-per-lead program, it's a pay-per-click program, so it's a lot more affordable because the minimum budget to run Google Ads is only $300 a month, and out of that, we give you a $9 a day budget. So what happens is each morning, your ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you, let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is a dollar and you have a $9 a day budget. So after 9 people click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on, you know. And so I think that it's something that would definitely be worth it, a shot for you since you're scaling back on Yelp. You know, that way you have some more advertising going out through Google, which is the highest revenue generating, you know, component online anyway. You know what I mean?
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I say that because statistically, those are the only options. Google Guaranteed, it wouldn't work because of the background check requirements. You wouldn't pass it at this time. In the future, if you get insurance and whatnot, then absolutely you'll pass it with flying colors. But right now, it wouldn't work. But with the Google paid ads, you don't have to have a license or insurance or anything like that. You just, you know, sign up to do the paid ads, and we set the budget. We talk to you about where you would like the ads to run. And then the second benefit is they get up and running very quickly, right? Because with first page placement on the Google Maps, it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming. But in Google paid ads, you know, we say 2 weeks, but we've had them up before in 3 days up special request. So that's the best of those two. And with any of the programs that you do with us, Ramson, even the ones that Paul set you up on, you can pause them at any time when you go off season. So, you know, you don't have to pay for it during months that you're not using it.
I see. So it's been like a yap. So I don't know about the Google. This is my first time I'm advertising in Google.
Okay.
Like I said, I was with the company. They were advertising with the Google, Yelp, Yellow Page, and there's another company. They were advertising because they were large. You know, they were all over California.
And, yeah. Yeah.
Of course, our budget was getting high end. You know, sometimes high, sometimes low. So anyway, I'm a small guy. You know, I'm like a two-man operator guy. So I'm looking for something I'm comfortable with and I can have a decent income, you know.
Yes,
so
of course.
So if you're talking about this one, and if this one is worked for me, but I don't know right now. I just started Google. And I don't know, that sounds like I made another mistake to run in the Google and like, oh, okay, this program is maybe the lowest program. Now you can update it yourself. It sounds like a yellow.
It's what you have is not the lowest program. It's actually the highest revenue generating section on Google because most people will bypass the paid ads and go straight to the maps and hire from there, which is what we're doing for you now. But the benefit to bundling it with those ads is that you can target those high-end places, you know, because with the maps, it's tied into your business address. So you'll be showing there and some of the immediate surrounding areas, right? But with the Google ads, you can target them wherever you like. So people really, really like that about the ads because it would give you more exposure in areas that you wouldn't be getting a reach from on the maps, you know. And it's cost effective because, you know, 300 is the starting point, but some people call us a couple months later and they say, look, I'm doing so great with this $300 a month budget. I want to increase it to 500 a month or I want to increase it to 600 a month. And then absolutely you can do that based on the jobs that are coming in. You know, that way, you know, if you decide to cancel Yelp altogether, you have some good, strong, solid impact on Google and you have a steady flow of people.
That's exactly my goal is because right now I'm so frustrated right now. I cannot just walk away from the Yelp, which is I really do want it. And
yeah, because they're doing a lot for you.
What they're charging me, I cannot sleep, let me tell you.
I believe it. Yeah, I was surprised, too, when they looked up your budget. That's why I thought, you know, I thought that maybe we would have a program that would make sense, you know, as far as the Yelp ads, but they said it wouldn't make sense because of the high budget that you have already, you know. So what I'll do is I'll send you an email on adding the Google ads and the pricing and how it would work. When we bundle it together with the program that you have now, we actually call it the VIP package. So let's see here. You would be paying $549 a month instead of $249 a month, but each month you get that fresh batch of 300 worth of Google ads. And like I said before, you can start and stop those at any time. And they'll even give you a promotion where if you sign up for it, you'll get an extra $130 worth of Google paid ads for free. So for the first month, you would get $430 worth of paid ads, but you would only pay $300.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You are in this business, and you are very good at it. And I want you to hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm making the money, I don't mind to pay for the advertising, right?
Yes, that makes sense.
Right. So let's say $500, $500 and whatever the change is stated. Okay. I'm right now is paying like almost $2,000, which is I'm not even happy about it. And then there's no lead I'm getting from them. So what they want me to do, just to stay home and pay their advertised money? No, it's not going to happen like this. What's happening mm-hmm. right now with they're sending the messages, okay? Now, you're an expert person. I want to ask you this question. And I really appreciate you taking the time and talking to me.
Of course.
Let's say you need a service, right? And your mm-hmm. option is you have to message me to get you a job, okay? What's happening mm-hmm. to me, let's say you message me, some other guy, let's say two company. You don't want 10 people show up at your house, right? So you just want 2 people.
Right.
Now, messages, and I'm giving you a message back, okay, send me your phone number or your information so I can contact with you and I can, you know, make a set up the appointment. If you are expecting to do all these things on the messaging, I don't have this kind of time or my, you know, dirty hands. I'm not going to be making a mess on my phone and start chatting with you. I don't have a time for that. That's what was happening.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
So, I mean, now
you
got busy. Now we're not connecting. And we're taking like 2-3 hours just to getting connected. And all of a sudden you say, this guy may be playing around. And I'm like, this customer may be playing around with me. So mm-hmm. it wasn't mm-hmm. working out for me. So I gave them an ultimate. I said, you know what? Put me back in my phone business. If you guys cannot do that, I'm just going to walk away. So this is the situation I have right now.
Well, you definitely should. If it's not working out for you, you definitely should walk away. You shouldn't be stuck by something that's, you know, not bringing you a return. And that's why with our packages, I pride myself on the fact that they are month-to-month programs that you can try and track the results and pay as you go. You know, we know that even with the higher package, if you went with that $549 package, but if you're spending $1 and you're getting 10 back, you're going to want to continue to spend that money each time. Just like you said, if I'm doing something that's working, I'm going to continue with it, right?
Right.
So that's the beauty of it, is that you can try it and just kind of base your decision on actual results rather than, you know, someone trying to kind of force you into spending that kind of money, not knowing if it's going to work or not.
And it is not working, right, exactly. But mm-hmm. you understand my position. I don't want to walk away because I don't have a time to play around. I mean, right now it's summer. 2 months later, everything's going to be cool off. So, I don't have a time. Today I was sitting at home and I was like, damn, is it time to make money? I'm sitting at home. So.
Wow. And you're spending that kind of money. Yeah.
Now you understand what I'm talking about, so.
Totally. I think what you should do is whatever agreement you have with them, maybe just try to say, look, go ahead and run the rest of the ads that I paid for, but I'm not authorizing you to take any more money. Because if they're taking $5,000 and it's bringing you a strong return, then it's worth it, right? But if not, if you're sitting around and there's no work, then definitely try to get out of that agreement, you know?
That $5,000 you see, it was today. I had $2,280 last month. And I'm talking to this person, trying to tell them my situation. And he even raised the price. He's like, you know, hell with you. I need my money.
Wow.
I was really, really upset. I'm like, they're not.
Yeah, $5,000, that's like a used car for someone. That's a lot of money.
Even if I get a used car and I can get the places, right? Here I have nothing.
Yeah. Well, if he just charged it, you know, today or yesterday, give them the benefit of the doubt. Hopefully they're turning your leads up and you'll get better results this month, you know. But either way, if I were you, I would try to just let it ride out until they use that budget up and then tell them that you don't want to authorize anymore. And then at the end of it, you know, I mean, of course, if it works and it's worth it, then say, yeah, call me back and I'll authorize more. But if things are staying the way they are, tell them you don't want to authorize anymore. And then you could always put some of that funds next month maybe into trying this VIP package that I was talking about, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
and I'll send you an email.
Company. I'm not like, okay, let's fly 1 month and then I'm going to walk away. No, I'm not this kind of person. I was with them for 2016 and we are in 2025. So it's like 9 years I was with them. And then we have a no value of the, even though you are 9 years with us. This is what we want.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
So I'm not looking for this kind of company.
Definitely not.
I'd rather go door to door.
Yeah, you should. So, but okay, I'll send you an email on what I'm recommending. And then I'm sorry that I couldn't help you with the Yelp. I would have loved to bring you on board.
No. I mean, don't be sorry because, tell you honestly, I mean, I was thinking like, okay, you say, oh, Randy, okay, this is a budget and you can have this Google and you can have this, or I can make a package deal and just make it worthwhile. But no, there's a limit, okay? Limit means if I had a 10 people and I have to do the $10,000 advertise, yeah, it's worth it. 10 people, they're going to make me money, right?
Right. Of course.
And here I am only 2 people and the guy is working for me. He's a part-time job. So how much I can do? And if, even I work so hard, I cannot make $5,000 advertised money. I mean, I need my, you know, me to be, you know, my living, but no way. I was even telling myself, you know what, sometimes I'm working by myself in this heat, you know. So looking for that they can feel mercy for me, but no, they said, oh, the more money you put, the more lead you're going to get. And if there's less money, you have a limited, not even limited, nothing I have. And I'm just paying for nothing, like, you know, child support I'm paying.
But
anyway, no, I'm really upset right now. I'm so sorry because of
that. Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. And well, at least you were smart to get this program going with Paul in the meantime, because now you have something to fall back on. And as you get out of the agreement with them, you can always ramp up your advertising with us. And I just sent you that email on it. So if you have any questions, you can always call me, okay?
No. Well, and it's trustworthy. What do you think? Let's say if I go with the VIP package, as your experience, you think I can be get boost right away, or is it still going to take a while to be boost? And by time, you know, if I wait a little bit and here, you know, fall, then winter starts. So I don't want to really waste my money. I work hard for my money. So what I'm trying to hear from you, like saying, okay, yeah, Ramsey, if you boost yourself, at least you're going to get, you know, keep you busy.
Well, that's why the VIP package works so well, because it jumpstarts your profile and it gets your results even quicker. Because with the program that you have, you're already verified and optimized on Google, by the way. So, you know, they're doing programming and, you know, you're going to get stronger and stronger results. But typically, first page placement takes 45 to 60 days. But what people love about the VIP package is that the Google ads on that VIP package, they kick in right away. And when I say right away, like I said before, we quote under 2 weeks, but we've had them up in 3 days before, where, you know, if you got started on it now, you could have those ads running already by Friday. And then when people are clicking on your ad in all of these designated areas, Canoga Park, all the surrounding areas, what happens is every time somebody clicks on you from those surrounding areas, then you become more relevant to those surrounding areas, and pretty soon you're spiderwebbing out on the maps in a bigger area because you've bundled it together with the ads. You know what I mean?
Right. No, actually, I talked to Caroline, right? I believe.
Yeah.
Was her name? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Caroline. And
Catherine.
I told her, Catherine, I said, you know, what I see in the map in my website, that's a way too big. I mean,
yeah.
Los Angeles traffic is going to kill me if I go, you know, 1 hour driving up there. By the time I get there, probably I'm already worn out. So it was too big. So I say, well, the city I work, you think you have this kind of program with city I work and you
that's
can just...
That's why you would like this. Because we can target, I see her notes from earlier about removing Los Angeles County and just focus on Woodland Field, Agora Hills, Westlake Village, Thousand Oaks, Simi Valley, Chatsworth. This would be perfect for the Google ads because you
exactly.
could set those ads to run only in those areas. And then
exactly.
you're getting the best of both worlds because you're on the first page in the ads and all of these areas that you like to work. But then also
right.
you're showing on the first page in the map locally, you know, in Canoga Park and the surrounding areas. So I think, you know, that would be an awesome move for you to add on that 300 and do that VIP package.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, also, I don't like to, you know, showing like a Canoga Park. And from the beginning, I say I like to put it as a Woodland Hills. Can we do that?
If you have an address in Woodland Hills, so the reason it's set to Canoga Park is that when you signed up with us, you gave us the 22317 Strathern Street. So Google will verify. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Google will verify my address. Yeah, I mean, I have another address, which is in the Woodland Hills. That's why I started like 10 years ago.
I see.
So I was keep telling them, and they probably did not understand me because I don't want to put Canoga Park. Canoga Park is like, don't get me wrong, it's not really, not a whole lot of wealthy people live in this city. Woodland Hills, Agora, and all these things. So I want to be in a Woodland Hill, which is not too high-end, not too low-end. And then surrounding area is like Agora and Cima.
Well, my question to you, Ramzan, is do you have an address associated with the business for Woodland? Okay.
I do.
Then we can change it. Then we can definitely change it.
Oh, okay, good. I can even give you the address
mm-hmm.
right now.
Okay, perfect. So give me a second here. I have to update the address. Okay.
What's the address of Falbrook?
Falbrook?
Yeah, 5515, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see here.
Yeah, it's a 5515 Falbrook.
Please update address. 5515 Falbrook.
Right, 5515 Falbrook Avenue, Woodland Hills,
mm-hmm.
91367.
91367?
Right.
Okay. So when I send this over to that department and they try to update it, it might trigger Google to request a video verification again or some more documentation. So in case that happens, we'll send you an email and we'll contact you, tell you what those steps are. But I'm going to send this over. That way you'll be PIN verified on the map in Woodland Hills rather than in Canoga Park. You know what I mean? So,
right, but let me tell you, this is our property right there, but we don't live there. This is our another business there. It's an assisted living business there.
Okay.
And we've been owning for the last 70 years.
Okay. So what business is there now?
No, it's the same business. I mean, it's assisted living. It's been business for the last 16 years in the same place. So we purchased this one last 7 years ago in the Woodland Hills. So
okay.
So what I'm trying to say is my wife named there as a you know the owner, and it's the same last
mm-hmm.
name. They are very fine, so it's the last you know same name.
Oh, I see. Okay.
This is our property over there. What I'm saying to you is in my wife's name, which is her last name and my last name is the same last name.
Okay, okay. That's okay. As long as if Google says, like, hey, Ram, we want to know that you're a valid business in the area. We want to see, you know, a work vehicle with a license plate, or we want to see a business registration, or we want to see a invoice with the Woodland Hills address or a business card. Hopefully that would work out. You know what I mean?
I see. Okay. But it's in my wife's name, not my name.
Okay.
Okay, show me your electric bill in your name. I don't have it in my name. It's in our business name, LLC.
What's the business LLC? Is it under SNL Sprinklers? Or?
No, no. No, it's in Gilmer. Not Gilmer. What is it, Lily? Flair Senior Manor.
Oh, I see. Like a retirement home, right?
Exactly. Yes. That's
okay.
My wife's Flair. On it.
Okay. Let me ask. I want to ask my verification department before I send these notes over.
Okay.
Here. Let me just ask them 1 second. Because I don't want them to start changing something on the Google business profile and then it throws up a red flag and then you can't get verified at all, you know. So let me just ask them 1 second here.
If it's too much trouble, then I can keep it the same one.
I always say it's better to be safe than sorry. And I normally don't do verification. All I do is, you know, talk about the upgrades and the different packages that are available. But let me ask. There's two people over there that would know when his name is James or April. I'll send them a message and I'll put.
If they say no, if it's a trouble and stuff like that, then I can keep the same one. Like I said, this city is not, if it's Woodland Hills or Agora Hills, if they want to, it's a Canoga Park. I mean, it's not a bad city, or it's not a crime city, but it's just people like me, working condition people working, living there.
Okay. I'm just going to ask him.
Like I said, what it says, the working people, so we are working people living here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but Woodland Hills, yeah, maybe little doctor or some little better position.
Yeah, it's a more high-end client, right?
More high, yes. See, in the yard, they don't
okay, so thing. What I did, because we are only open until 4 o'clock, so just in case they have wrapped up for the day and turned their computers off, I'm going to put a note in here. Please update address to, then I'll give them the Fallbrook Avenue, but I'm going to put only if it would be verifiable under his wife's LLC, which is Flair Senior Manor LLC, because I don't want them to try to verify, you know, SNL sprinkler repair and then find out that we can't use that address. And then, like
right.
I said, then it causes a... So I'll put in here, only proceed if it's not going to hurt the, either the Flair Senior Manor or the SNL sprinkler repair. If they think it can be done, then definitely I will do that for you. If not, okay. Then we'll just keep it at the Canoga Park address. And then I would highly recommend to do the 300 of Google Ads, because that way you can, you know, get the most bang for your buck and also target Woodland Hills and all of those areas where the doctors are and the high end just by targeting those. No, it's true. You can target those Google ads wherever you like. That's what people love about them.
Actually, I already talked to I'm very bad with the name. Christian, what was it? Catherine? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Catherine, right? I already listened to her. I want those CDs, you know, otherwise I wouldn't be doing the advertising. Very first time I told them I want to work in this city with the Kiki, and I don't know why they just put it, you know, the whole map. So anyway, I hope she does that. And if this advertise work out for me, then I really, quick as possible, I'm going to change to VIP.
Okay, okay. All right, so let's stick with, you just go with the package that you now, and I sent you the email on it. My name's Tina, so if you decide to upgrade to the VIP, just call me, and I'll set with that time, okay?
Oh, so you are in the same phone number?
Yes, I'm at the same phone number as Paul, but my extension is 777.
One second, let me
yeah, you could write it down if you're ready. I'll tell you what the whole number is, just so you have it.
Yeah, find the right page. Okay, first would be your name, Tina, right?
Yeah, my name's Tina, and my phone number is 877.
Okay.
635. 6225. 6225.
Mm-hmm. Extension 777. Wow, lucky number.
Mm-hmm. It is. I've been here for 14 years. I had to request it 3 times before I finally got it. The first 2 times they said, oh, someone else has it. And then they redid the phone system, and I asked for it again, and I finally got my 777. So, yep,
that's a lucky number, let me tell you.
Yep, it certainly is.
So, Tina, if I decide to go the VIP, how long, you say if I do it today, it's going to be by Friday. So let's say if I do it next week, Monday, how long you think it will take? Following Friday?
Same thing, maybe by next week Friday. Yeah, I always say that it's a special request to do the 3 days, but if you sign up next Monday, next Friday would be 4 days later. That's plenty of time to get it up on a special request.
If I do it next Monday.
Next Monday, so then they would be showing by the following Friday.
Okay, because I want to see how the Yelp is working, because I would... And the guy is very nice to help me. He said, okay, let's go with this one and try 2 weeks. He said, I understand you cannot afford it, but let's see if you can catch up, because I was on a vacation, and he said, let's you catch up, and then you can bring it down to your budget to where it was before. So let me see.
That would be good. I hope so. Now, question. James in the verification department got back to me, and he said it would be fine to proceed with the Woodland Hills address if it's going to be hidden. And if your business name for the Google page is also on the docs. I don't think you have any docs with the Woodland Hills under SNL Sprinkler Repair, do you? It's all under the Flair Senior Manor, LLC? Or does anything say SNL Sprinkler Repair? Your Woodland Hills address.
I mean, can you repeat that? Because I missed that everything. Sorry. What, I mean, you said with the SNL, I can attach this LLC? No, right? Can you repeat that? Hello?
Yes. I'm just chatting the technician over there, the verification. Yeah, so he said that it's going to throw a red flag to put it at the Woodland Hills address unless you have documentation that shows SNL Sprinkler Repair is tied into that address. So I think that we should just keep it the way it is. I don't think we should try to switch it, because you said the documentation for the Woodland Hills address is the is your wife's LLC, right?
Exactly. But
does anything show on paper that SNL Sprinkler Repair is under 5515 Fallbrook in Woodland Hills, or everything's under the wife?
No, actually, my
my Yelp ad is showing that address, which is I changed later, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And also when I was advertising with the Yellow Pages, I also gave them this address, Woodland Hills. But I don't have Yellow Page. I don't know. Yellow Page is gone for almost 5 years now. I don't do it advertise. But the Yelp, maybe there is somewhere. I can, how about I can find my invoices, my old invoices, and have an address of 5515 Fallbrook. You want me to pull that one of the invoices?
Yes, I want you to find that first. And if you have that, just call me and say, Tina, I found some invoices with that address for the SNL sprinkler repair. And then we'll be great. We can go on there and we can put it, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much for helping me. I appreciate
that. No problem. It's always great talking to you. So I'll talk to you soon and have a nice evening coming up too, okay?
You too. Thank you. And hopefully
Thank
I can, you.
You
know, just call you next week and say, yes, go for it.
I would love it. Yeah, I'll put.
I'm an easy person, you know. I mean, people, they're saying this and that, and I believe them right away, and then later on I get hurt.
Yeah, well, that's one thing about me. I would rather under-promise and over-deliver than to just promise you the moon and the stars and not be able to do it, right? So that's why I'm not going to tell you that something's going to be the best thing since sliced bread if it's not going to work for you. But based on everything you told me, this would be the package that you need, and this is going to be the one that's going to perform the best for you.
Wonderful.
Okay.
I want to go right now. I want to say, yes, go for it, but give me 1 minute, okay?
Okay, I'll follow up with you next week if I don't hear from you, and if you want to get started sooner, just call me, okay?
Perfect. Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, sounds like a plan. You're welcome. Have a good evening. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.